Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tommy Bruschi, featuring special guest and forensic scientist Dan Crane.
Today, we are focusing on the science that could make or break the case against Brian Koberger, the role of DNA evidence and investigative genetic genealogy, or IGG. Koberger's defense team is fighting to exclude DNA evidence collected from the crime scene and the methods used to identify him, raising a lot of questions about the reliability, objectivity, and ethical implications of such advanced techniques. With DNA at the core of this case, stakes couldn't be higher for both sides. Joining us to break down the science and discuss how DNA is being used in criminal cases like this, Professor Dan Crane, an expert in forensic bioinformatics, molecular evolution, and the development of tools to evaluate forensic DNA profiling. I got through all of that without slipping up. Dan, with IGG becoming kind of the go-to tool in high-profile cases, how reliable is it, and where do investigators need to tread carefully to ensure objectivity and accuracy? Or is a lot of this just kind of, you know, woo, this could be scary, but it's really not?
Well, those are a lot of big words you just rattled off. I'm impressed.
The innovation of the teleprompter allows me to use big words now.
The question here is, what's up with IGG,
yeah,
right? That's just a pretty simple way, yep, to put it. And it's short for investigative genetic genealogy, mm-hmm, and it's a relatively new approach that law enforcement is using to identify suspects. I think perhaps the first time that I heard it being used in a case may have been as long as 4 or 5 years ago. So it's the new kid on the block in some sense with respect to forensic DNA testing. And at the essence, what's going on is that evidence samples are being used to generate a different kind of DNA profile than what is used in the context of conventional testing for a forensic type of evaluation. And unfortunately, there's some abbreviations that are in play. The type of information that's being generated for IgG is SNP, single nucleotide polymorphism information.
Okay.
And that's different from STR, short tandem repeats, which is what's used to match suspects and persons of interest in crime scene samples and has been for the past 25 or 30 years. And what happens is that single nucleotide polymorphism, the SNP information, gets used to search genealogy databases. And so people who are interested in family history, they do the cheek swab, they pay the $100, $150 and send it off to a place like Ancestry.com, for instance. What's being done is law enforcement is taking these crime scene samples in the Koberger case, for instance, generating a SNP DNA profile, and then asking databases, and it's unclear which databases the FBI used in the Koberger investigation, but the databases like what Ancestry.com has, to see if they find somebody who looks like they're related, ideally to find a match to the person who was the source of the DNA at the crime scene. But if failing that, then maybe a father or a brother or a cousin. And that seems to be exactly how it is that they, that the, Brian Koberger was identified as a suspect in these Idaho College murders. Law enforcement got DNA from a the clasp of the sheath of a knife that was found at the crime scene, generated a SNP profile, searched an Ancestry kind of database, and found that some close relatives of Koberger looked like they could be a close relative of the source of the DNA at the crime scene. And then that law enforcement, so the FBI made a tip to the state law enforcement in Idaho and said, hey, you know, this guy might be somebody worth looking into. And then the traditional sort of gumshoe police work, was he in the area? Did he have a motive? All that sort of thing played out. And that in turn led to his arrest, the obtaining of additional DNA samples that they could do now the STR type of DNA testing on. And they're finding that he matches apparently at those genetic markers as well.
So it's, I mean, to me, when you've explained it like that, the way I've understood it now for a while, it doesn't seem like the science of this is really up for question in terms of, could you get it wrong? Like, you couldn't, really? I mean, like, I mean, maybe you could get it wrong in the sense of, I don't know, it's a raw, different match, and maybe it should match. I don't know. But could you get it wrong?
You know, there's wrong, and then there's really, really, really wrong, right? Mm-hmm. So there are degrees of wrong.
Yeah.
My understanding from what's in the public about the Koberger case is there doesn't seem to be a lot of question about how well, how confident we should be in the match between his STR profile and the crime scene DNA. And in that sense, I'm not getting the impression that even the defense is saying it's not his DNA. And what instead they're doing, so I might, if I were involved, I might quibble and I'll say, well, you know, we still have to worry about how much statistical weight to attach to it. The way that he was identified raises some questions that need to be addressed.
And
but the bottom line is it's his DNA.
Sure.
And then the question is did they identify him as a suspect in a way that's consistent with the expectations of, like, the Fourth Amendment?
And and I get, you know, the argument that's trying to be made, but there are no real clear cut rules on this right now. It's kind of the Wild West with this too a bit. So if it's not illegal and it's able to help them hone in on a quadruple serial murderer, I know Koberger's side sees a problem with it because, well, he's going to die. But everybody else on the other side's like, well, without it, we wouldn't have figured out who this guy was.
Well, I don't know that we wouldn't have figured out who was, but that's certainly how they figured out who this guy was. And so, you must encounter this all the time in the real cases that you're looking at is, it's a difficult philosophical kind of issue because this is one of those cases perhaps where it's not that big a deal, but I mean, where the crime is so severe and so extreme.
Yeah.
But, you know, what if this wasn't a quadruple homicide? What if this was a jaywalking kind of thing? Do we want law enforcement, you know, doing that kind of investigation? At some point, you have to draw the line.
And should it be at like kind of a degree system? Like, look, if this is could be possibly a capital crime or something of that nature, or rape, something of that, a certain crimes we put into this category. And if that's there, yeah, use it. If not, maybe it needs court approval or something. I don't know. Maybe something of that nature.
It's kind of it's a slippery slope though. If you say it's okay for quadruple homicides, but it's only okay for some rapes and it's never okay for jaywalking, well, somebody's still going to have to decide about the rapes, which it's appropriate for. So I know it's a slippery slope. And, you know, the Fourth Amendment people, and I would imagine Koberger's attorneys are going to be saying, think to the effect of, you know, this is akin, it flies in the face of some fundamental principles of Anglo-Saxon law that go back a long time. It was in the Old Testament, Jeremiah actually speaks fairly eloquently about in the New Covenant, the sins of a father shall not be visited upon a son. And when you're talking about looking at these sorts of databases, you know, Koberger's DNA wasn't in the database. He didn't open himself up. And, you know, his relatives who are in that ancestry database may not have actually understood that by putting their DNA into the database that they were going to be making, you know, some of their relatives fall under a shadow of suspicion or be part of the suspect pool that's being searched. And so you know.
But that's it, though. It they get into a suspect pool that's being searched.
Yeah.
And then eventually, because of the guarantee of the science, almost, if you can get a true, true match, you got your answer. So what's the problem with it? I mean, the odds of someone being the wrong person are virtually non-existent if you're going to truly match it all that way. I mean, I can see it if we're talking about something else, if it's more of, I don't know if there is, but if there's kind of a lesser way where it's like, we can't quite get down to exactly, but we can get to this general area of people. Sure, I can see some arguments there. But if at the end of the day, you're getting somebody for a capital type crime, or I guess, I don't know. I mean, there's like, again, I'm saying degrees of crime. I don't think anybody would waste their time on a jaywalker or something less. I think it, you know, if it's really worth their time, they would really be looking at if it is be a serious crime. So, I mean, I personally would be willing to really not care if it gets to someone who did commit that crime. Damned it be my relatives. I don't care if someone has done something horrible and they would need to pay for it. And if that's a way to find them, I don't see that being a bad way to find them.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. I understand. But I think I can distill your argument down to just a couple of words. And
okay.
It is the ends justifies the means.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, you know, Koberger's attorneys are saying that the means by which he was identified are unfair, inappropriate, violating principles. And you're saying, well, I don't know that I'm that concerned about that.
I don't know that it really violated any principles, honestly.
Well, how would you feel? But if the ends justifies the means, you know, let's substitute the means. How about torture? right? How about us during the interrogation?
No, but we're not talking about that. I mean, if that was specifically, yes, no, I'm not okay for that. But I don't know that this truly violated anything. I don't see exactly where it does. I see where some people are questioning it. But that seems to be it. There's no like seemingly clear answer if it really was in violation of anything, if it was a resource that was available that you could use. And you're an investigator, and there's a resource that exists that can lead you to something, and there's no law preventing you from using it. Why would you not use it?
So that's where the constitutional lawyers
start
to get to work, is there a law? And they point to the Fourth Amendment as a law that says you can't, it's an illegal search or it's an inappropriate search. And
what's inappropriate about it?
Well, I think a civil libertarian would argue that the people whose DNA is in that database, they put their DNA into that database for another purpose. There was a failure to get informed consent from them. They didn't consent to have their DNA being used to investigate crimes. Mm-hmm. They were asking, they were consenting to have to figure out who their grandmother was.
Sure. So, assuming that data and that DNA is used strictly within that circle of what they're trying to look for, but when it ends up coming out, I mean, you kind of have to have it all out there for the system to work. To have public access, I guess, is the issue, or you can get into it.
Well, there's two kinds of searches, though, right? Most of the searches of those databases are by a person like you or me, mm-hmm. who wants to know who our grandmother was or where our grandmother came from. That's the overwhelming majority. This kind of search is different.
Yeah.
It's not me saying I'd like to know and I'd like to have my DNA be part of that database going forward. It's law enforcement saying we've got some DNA from a crime scene sample from somebody who almost certainly doesn't want their DNA in the database and almost certainly doesn't want to know who their grandmother is. And what makes it tricky is the grandmother whose DNA is in the database may not want their grandson to be identified. They just want to know, where it is. And so
again, do they have the right to do that though?
Well, I think that question can be answered unequivocally if, when the grandmother put her DNA into the database, she knew that it might also be used for that purpose. But there's a pretty good chance that the grandmother who put her DNA into the database had no idea that it might be used as part of a law enforcement tool. And so that's where the issue comes down to, is how important is that informed consent?
Sure. Well, I totally hear your arguments, and I understand both sides of this. And I agree kind of on both, because it is such a up in the air thing. It's a hard one to really, set aside on, especially when you can see the benefits of it. But yes, I can also see the negatives if used improperly.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't miss Scarpetta, a propulsive new crime thriller starring Academy Award winner Nicole Kidman, Academy Award winner Jamie Lee Curtis, Emmy winner Bobby Cannavale, with Emmy nominee Simon Baker and Academy Award winner Ariana DeBose. Scarpetta follows Dr. Kay Scarpetta, Nicole Kidman, a brilliant and no-nonsense chief medical examiner, as she investigates a haunting murder that strangely parallels her first major case from decades earlier. Is the case that made her the case that breaks her? Based on the best-selling crime novels by Patricia Cornwell, Scarpetta is both a crime thriller and messy family drama that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Get ready to hunt a serial killer in the satisfying series with terrifying twists and an ending you won't see coming. Watch all episodes of Scarpetta now, only on Prime Video.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.